a long time, but we've been slowly replicating some things defensively that ever since the Holt game. I mean, we've just been getting stops. The kids have been playing hard, and got the great calls. Bellamy Crawford, Roy Boy, what a play he made! And we've been working all week on that. Attack the fullback. Attack the fullback. Not only did he attack the fullback, but he got the running back. And what a great job that kid did. And what a great job the defense did. The defensive staff, Johnny and Javi and Ron and Vince, just a great job.
And in a game with so many penalties, that last penalty might have been the key.
Oh, jeez. I mean, it was, we didn't generate much offensively. A lot of that had to do with Sexton. But, I mean, just like Dan, I mean, you start checkerboarding offensive linemen in there, and that's the most coordinated position that needs to be to perform well. And, we just got to shore up and get it done better offensively. But our kids made plays when they had to, and that's an important thing.
To have that defense literally fight for every single yard time and time again late in that game to get that playoff berth, that's really a good testament for the guys that you've got on that unit.
Yeah, and like I said, cohesive, moving people in. We got a couple people out, a couple people came in, and just like we said in our pregame meeting at school, and even last night at the team dinner, you never know when that finger's going to point at you and say, "Okay, it's your turn now. What are you going to do?" And we expect the kids to be ready, and there were a number of kids, two or three kids that I know, Spencer Tyler for one. Brian Johnson for another, and Justin Brown came in after being sick for a week and a half. I mean, just a marvelous job.
What'd you see on the pass to Morse? Set that up for a while.
We've been working on that all week. It's what we call zero beaters, and we talked about it at halftime, whether we wanted a straight release or a ribbon release, we call it, and we ran the ribbon. Connor did a nice job of avoiding a rush and found him, and when talking about it, we had Blake on the outside, and J-Mo comes up, and Blake comes under, and number three was in the middle, but J-Mo did say at halftime, "The seam is open, coach, the seam is open," so we took a shot at it. That's the kid's call. It's the kid, not the coach, the kids.
Congratulations,
coach. Thank you.
Thank you.